bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Okay, first I gotta ask you, how much do you hate that song?
It's old, but it's actually still fun. I'll have fun with that song a lot of times.
My special guest host for today, Officer Ryan Railsback of the Riverside Police Department. Thank you for jumping in and helping me out while Anthony is still out sick.
Oh, anytime. I'm looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to this because we're going to do something new. It's called Questions with a Cop, okay? People have been sending in questions. I have a few of my own. Some of these may or may not have happened. We'll just protect everybody with this. First, let's start with something that happened to me the other day that I really wanted to get a cop's opinion. What do? I drive to work. It's really early. I'm sitting at a light. I'm boxed in. There's cars all around me. And a person who I'm going to presume was on something comes up and he's tapping on my window. As a female, I'm scared. Even as a male, probably scared. What do you do in that situation?
Just be calm. Make sure your windows are up, your doors are locked, and, you know, just try to ignore them. If you ignore them, most of the time they're just going to go on to another car. But I do not like that. I've talked to several homeless because my wife doesn't like going to a certain grocery store without me because she's had that happen. And I've told a homeless person out there before, I said, you don't go up to women by themselves to ask for anything. That's not appropriate. So just, like I said, be nice and calm. Just kind of have that uncomfortable stare where you look, you know, straight ahead.
I do not see you right next to me. Light, please turn green. Please turn green. All right, if you have a question for a cop, you can call or text 888-431-3764. A lot of people text in. They want to know what's going on with the Emmanuel Haro case. I don't think the Riverside Police Department is directly involved with that. Do you have anything to speak in terms of that case?
No, you know, I watched the news conference they had last week where they're talking about it and the parents have been charged officially. You know, people just need to have patience. The investigators that handle cases like this, they are the best you can have. And same with the district attorneys who are going to be prosecuting. Let things play out in court. And I know everybody wants to find Emmanuel's body. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that'll happen soon. But let the experts do their job and just have patience with it. I can tell you they have an immense frustration because they haven't found him yet.
Right.
So just let them do. They're doing everything they can to find him and put a little bit of closure to this while the justice system does its work.
A question here from the 951 says, what can I do about my next door neighbor's large dog that keeps jumping on the fence, coming into our backyard? No, I don't have any outside pets, but it's still annoying.
Well, talk to the neighbor first if you get along. If not, you can always call Riverside County Animal Services and just let them know. I mean, no, someone else's pet should not be coming into your yard, especially if it's a big dog. You know, I've got a dog, a small dog, but I've seen some big dogs out there, and they even scare me sometimes. So you can call Riverside County Animal Services or maybe just, like I said, talk to the neighbor.
And 909 wants to know, have you ever had to arrest somebody while they were naked?
Yes, I've had to wrestle someone.
Oh,
you know, I had somebody else with me and it was hot and it was a tile floor inside and this person was going to jail and they were a lot shorter than us, an adult male. And yeah, it was slippery. And it was disgusting.
Did you have your body camera rolling?
No,
at
this
the time?
Was before body cameras.
That's probably
I may have had
thing.
An audio recording, but and this was one of those days. It was my last day of the week. We call it our Friday. I think it was a Saturday where I was trying to get off on time because I had plans and didn't get off on time and felt disgusting.
Do you have a question for a cop? You can call or text us 888-431-3764. Special co-host today, Anthony's still out sick. I have from the Riverside Police Department, Officer Ryan Railsback. We are doing questions with a cop, and boy, are you getting some interesting questions. Okay, from the 909, is it ever too late? I'm 31 years old to look into joining law enforcement. Is there an academy or college requirement?
It is never too late, especially at that age in your 30s. And, you know, there right now there is no college requirement with our agency. There are some that there are.
Okay.
And, you know, it could be good. That's a good thing to have. But if you don't, you know, our department, I think the sheriff's department, there's many that that's not an actual requirement. So, no, it's never too late to join.
323 wants to know, what's the best way to get out of a ticket?
Well, seriously, it's just to be nice. It's just to be courteous. You know, usually the officers that are doing traffic stops routinely, they're motor cops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Motor cops, their job is to enforce traffic to lower the chance of people getting into injury car accidents. They happen all the time. And just be nice. You may still get a ticket, but, you know, the officers, you're on body cam, everything's being noted. Just be nice. If you're not, you're definitely getting a ticket, you know?
You're not trying to ruin their day,
no,
right?
I'm not.
What is the craziest excuse you've heard of somebody trying to get out of a ticket?
Oh, well, it's been a long time. I've heard a million of them. I mean, from the simple, I'm running late for some family emergency, you know, then you figure out that, no, that's not even close to being an emergency. There are just so many out there. You know, if an officer stops you, more than likely you did something. So, and more than likely, you know, you did something. So just, okay, I did this and I'm sorry. And, you know, either you take the ticket or you get out of a ticket.
What about from the 909? What do I do about my elderly neighbor who always sprays us and our cars with her water hose?
Oh, that sounds like one of those get off my lawn moments. Again, don't be afraid to just have a conversation with the neighbor. And, you know, there are seniors. We all know
that neighbor.
The type. We all know that neighbor. And no, we don't want that. But, you know, just talk to the neighbor and get to know them. You'd be surprised. Next thing you know, you're good friends with them. And they're not doing anything like that. So, that you know, don't be afraid to engage with people. I think coming out of COVID and, you know, in social media, everybody wants to do everything behind a device.
Right.
Just go up and talk to them. You'd be surprised how nice most people are.
You can send your questions for a cop right now, 888-431-3764. From behind your device, you can text us or give us a call, 888-431-3764. Normally when the cops show up, that is a scary thing. Today, it's a fun thing, though. The cop's not here to arrest anybody. We have from the Riverside Police Department, Officer Ryan Rails back, joining me to be my special co-host. Thank you for jumping in this morning.
Oh, this is awesome. I'm having a blast.
Okay, good. It looks like people are enjoying this. So do you mind if
good.
We keep going with
Absolutely.
These
let's
questions
go.
With a cop? Here you go. What if I hit a parked car, but the car that was parked over the lines? Is it still my fault?
You still hit a parked car. Doesn't matter where that car was, it was stopped and you weren't. So you're always going to be at fault.
951 said that was hypothetical. Didn't actually happen. Don't want to incriminate themselves. We got one here from Carrie. Says, what's going on with the homeless problem in Riverside? Is anything being done?
Yeah, that is a great question that I know our elected officials, our chief, get all the time. And there's actually a lot going on that maybe people don't know. We have, with our department and city homeless outreach, code enforcement, it's called the Public Safety Engagement Team, PSET. These teams go out every day of the week, and they are contacting homeless people to, number one, try to get them off the streets, try to get them some type of help, some type of, you know, resource. You know, and you got to imagine, a lot of them need help. They have some type of substance abuse problem. They want to get them off the streets and into a program to help them. They will enforce the law. You know, sometimes that needs to happen and they might need to get a citation. They might need to go to jail. And that happens quite often, too. But the main thing is we want to get them help. So they're out there, and it is a problem that people think is not going away. Sometimes it does move. That's what happens. But, you know, there are some places that have been cleaned up fairly well that I think people just aren't used to it. They don't even think about it. They just think there's always homeless there. So we just want to get them off the street and into either housing, treatment is the main thing.
Okay. Jeremy, who is a five-year-old, sent a message through his mommy and says, how bad does it hurt to get tasered?
You know, I've never been tased the normal way. I used the taser one time where I did it without the probes, and I did it on someone who was fighting the police, and my hand was right next to it. And as soon as I hit the taser, my hand shot back fast, and my hand felt a little numb for a while. And that's probably the closest time I've ever been tased.
So it hurts. Don't do it.
And I did it myself, to myself.
Do you have a question for a cop? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Well, this has been very enlightening. My co-host of the day from the Riverside Police Department, Officer Ryan Rails, back. We are still doing questions with a cop. Are you ready for another round?
I'm ready. Hit me.
Okay, Brett from the 909 wants to know, who's the most famous person you had to arrest?
You know what? I haven't arrested anyone famous. I have transported many years ago, so I won't say their name, someone who is probably still famous from a protest. I had to take them to, not to the jail, somewhere else before they went to the jail. You know, I've met a lot of celebrities in my career. One of my favorites was, I can't even think of his name. He's from the movie Machete.
Danny Trejo?
Danny Trejo, yes. Great guy. Met him one time, got a picture with him. The biggest thing I've had to do with a celebrity was many years ago before COVID, the sister of, I guess he's a celebrity. He's a former radio or MTV personality who went missing.
Oh.
And the sister reported him missing. Wasn't from Riverside, but reported him to our department. So we had to deal with it and then posted on social media. So for probably the next couple days until he was found, I dealt with nothing except entertainment news. And it was insane on this. And it turned out he wasn't missing. He just didn't want to talk to his sister. So, but yeah.
909 wants to know, what's the best way to report a habitual reckless driver? My mom lives in Anza, and there is somebody who is seen in the same vehicle speeding, passing on a double yellow line, and just other reckless behavior.
Well, you know, if you can get, you know, a photo or a video, especially if you can get a license plate, give that information to, you know, ANZA would be either the Riverside County Sheriff's Department or the California Highway Patrol. That's their jurisdiction. Highway Patrol generally does the traffic enforcement in county areas. So you can give it to them. You know, if it's something in a city, there's ways to report it. We have a way to report it online through our app. But the more information you can get to give to, you know, the department, then they can give that to their traffic enforcement officers to go look for that car.
951 wants to know, what's the strangest thing you found while arresting someone?
Ooh.
Please make it radio friendly.
Well, let's just say it's probably some inappropriate adult materials.
Okay.
Of all kinds and lots of them.
Oh, wow.
So that's a little strange sometimes. And it's happened more than once, which is, it's still a little, I'm having flashbacks. So, yeah, things like that.
Our 909 wants to know, can you do a lineup of singles who are looking to mingle of all of your officers?
Oh, well.
Is that available on the app, too?
No, that's not available. You know, listen, we're not, I run our department's social media, most of it, and I'm not, you know, numb to the fact that sometimes putting a nice, attractive looking male or female officer is going to get some attention.
Mm-hmm, more likes.
I think they call that a thirst trap, which I may have been guilty of doing before to boost some of our following. So that may happen again.
And if people want to follow Riverside Police Department, what is your handle on Instagram?
You know, it's just at Riverside Police Department. On all of our stuff, basically. So,
and if you have a question for a cop, you could call or text 888-431-3764. With Anthony out sick this week, I have brought in a very special co-host to help me out today from the Riverside Police Department, Officer Rails, back. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. This has been so much fun.
Well, it seems like people are enjoying this because the questions continue to roll in. Questions with a cop. This one came in from the 951. Says, my eldest son, he's now 10 years old, is very disrespectful with me. He also has a younger sister who doesn't behave and talks back. Sometimes I just don't know what to do. Would it be okay to call the cops to give him a talk and maybe scare him straight?
You know, that's not necessarily the best thing to do. I want to be as respectful as I can. I don't know their dynamics. You need to be a parent. What I've seen with a lot of families is parents are more like friends to the kids, especially young ones. Now, you got to be a parent. You can be a friendly parent, but you got to be a parent. And these two boys should not be treating mom like that. So mom needs to bring out Mama Bear once in a while and discipline these kids and kind of get them back on the right track. That's all. It's probably not going to take much. But, you know, we get, you know, when you're somewhere in public, somebody brings up a kid. We talk to my son, you know, and tell them that they shouldn't do it. It's like, that's not how you want to introduce a police officer to your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to be scared of us.
Right.
You know, and we don't want that. So you got to kind of take care of it yourself. And if you need some counseling, get some family counseling too.
951 Hudson just asked his mommy, can you ask Officer Railsback what inspired him to become a police officer?
Oh, that's a number one. That's a great name. Hudson is the name of my youngest grandson, the newborn. You know, my father was a Riverside police officer for 32 years. Rode the motorcycle for most of his career. So that's what I saw. I have an uncle who retired after 34 years as a sergeant.
Wow.
Here with Riverside Police. So I grew up in this police department. And so that's kind of all I knew. And so going through high school, you're trying to figure out what you want to do. This is what I wanted to do. In fact, yesterday, Labor Day, that was my 29th year here at the police department. When I started as a police cadet, September 1st, 1996. I'm old. But I love it. I still love coming to work every single day.
Well, thank you for what you do. One from the 951 came in and said, my neighbor's camera goes into my backyard. Is that legal?
Yes, it is legal. And it could be concerning. It may be pointed towards your backyard, but it may not be covering your backyard. Talk to your neighbor. Just go over there and just be really nice and say, hey, I noticed you got a camera. I just want to make sure it's not focusing on my yard, and I can almost guarantee you it probably isn't. It's just covering theirs. And maybe they're nice enough, they'll show you.
Big thank you to Officer Railsback from the Riverside Police Department. He's with me this morning, and coming up in 6 minutes, he's going to talk about something that is happening locally, where if you want to back the blue, there's a great event. We got details on the way on KFrog. It's been a great morning hanging out with Officer Railsback of the Riverside Police Department. Again, thank you for jumping in while Anthony is out sick.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Want to give you a chance to talk about something that is going on. We've had a lot of support this morning for law enforcement, and you have an event that is coming up here in Riverside. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we have the Riverside Police Foundation, which we raise money for that. And that foundation basically funds a lot of the youth programs that we have for kids in our region. And one of them I do. A lot of people don't know that besides being the public information officer, I've been running our juvenile intervention program for at-risk teens for the last 12 years on Saturdays. I'm going to be starting it up here in a couple more Saturdays. But that's what the foundation pays for, so these programs are completely free. Our Explorer program, you know, the kids who want to be cops, completely free. Nearby at North High School, we have a mentoring program. We have Rain Cross Boxing right down the street from here. We have Riverside Youth Judo. All of these programs are free to those who need it. So our foundation has an annual fundraiser. It's a black tie event called the Golden Badge Gala. And it's going to be on Saturday, September 27th at March Air Museum. And we have our great friend, Heather Frogler, is going to be our MC, our hostess.
You didn't tell me it was black tie. Does that mean I have to dress up?
It's a little dressy.
You can't
wear your
sweats,
okay? You might have to.
Dang it.
So we're talking every cent that we raise for the Police Foundation goes to these programs. There's no overhead or anything. It goes straight to the program, so that we can offer these free to those families that need it. So it's a great opportunity for people. If you want to contribute, be a donor, donate some auction items, we could always use those. We have a lot of fun with that. It's going to be a very fun night.
How do you get tickets?
Well, go online. Go to riversidepolicefoundation.org, or you can go to our social media or the Riverside Police Foundation social media. There'll be a link. So you can have a link to sponsorship. You can buy a table. You can buy individual tickets. All of that. You're going to have a fabulous time. We make it fun. This isn't some boring night. We're going to have fun.
Another text message. It seems to be the trend asking, since you have an auction, will you be auctioning off any single officers at this event?
You know, we might have to think about that. It seems that there is a need and we might have a supply. So maybe we can look into that.
Well, go check out Heather along with the Riverside Police Department. Again, that's happening on Saturday. If you need more details, we'll go ahead and share that on KFrog's Instagram as well. Thank you again for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome.